Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
You may have noticed the bus sides, the ads at the minute for the Institute of Education. It's in Leeson Street. I think they're in Cork and Limerick as well. A private school. It was known as a grind school, but they do leaving cert primarily. And I've heard, you've heard of young people who've transferred after junior cert, or indeed their last year, have transferred into Leeson Street. As it's, you pay for it, by the way. And but the ads on the buses are saying better teachers, better results. Now, whatever about the better results, how can you measure better teachers? Which is the reason we're talking to Pat McKenna. Pat, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on.
And what is your background, firstly?
Well, I am a principal of a community school in North Dublin.
Yeah.
And have been a teacher for a long time, so before that. And I was travelling into my office there last week, driving in, and I see this bus in front of me with this on it. And I thought, if my teacher is going in saying better teachers, so the implication to them was that maybe they weren't as good as teachers in the Institute. And I would have issue with that. And I suppose, Joe, you mentioned results, and, you know, what does results mean? Is it grades? Is it the highest grades? Or is it that student who maybe gets to college being the first person in his family going to college?
But so, in the Institute, do we know much about the Institute? Like, you could argue in any private school, they would say, we've more teachers.
They may have more teachers, but more isn't better, Joe. And my teachers and teachers in many, many schools around the country are doing amazing jobs. And to have a claim, I suppose it came from me that I looked and said, this is advertising. Is it truthful? Is it factual? And really it's based on not fact. So I took it upon myself to make a complaint to the Advertising Standards Authority saying, you know what, if we're going to advertise something, let's make it real. Let's make it truthful.
Okay, well, we've had contact from a teacher in the Institute. And he or she says, the Institute mean that the teachers in the Institute would be specialised teachers. In a normal school, the teacher splits their day between all years. In the Institute, we're not splitting our day. It's solely leaving cert. So in that way, we know the course, you know past papers, you have a greater depth of knowledge. I used to be in a normal school, and I'm telling you, I'm better now than I was. That's what they're saying. The better teachers who are the ones who are better soaked in the leaving cert. There's no doubt whatsoever the teachers are better. You're as good as your last class in the Institute. If you're not performing in another school, you could still be there waiting for your pension. In other words, what he or she is saying is that teachers in state schools cannot be sacked. There's no such thing as going sick in the Institute. Before that year finishes, I have to make up the class as if I go sick. The same if I take a day off to go to a wedding. I have to make up the class. It's a different contract. It's a culmination of everything. It's a duty to turn up and perform at all times. Daily I receive emails from students asking me to review things and so on. It wouldn't even cross my mind not to reply. If I were to retire and you rang me, I'd be giving you the same answer in a few years. That's pretty pretty unequivocal, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, what do you think of the hour?
I suppose, Joe, I look at my staff. I look at the hours they give. I look at the hours they give inside a class, preparation of class, outside a class, evenings. You know, so they're doing it. So within the public sector within Irish education, we have amazing teachers who are doing amazing jobs, and they're subject to inspection. So for me, it was all about a claim that goes on a bus which says Institute of Education, better teachers, better results. And for me, that's not something that can be substantiated.
And in fairness, I mentioned private schools earlier on, but I've never seen a private school run an advertising campaign saying we've better teachers, better results.
Joe, but I mean, it's a bigger question here for us as a society. What does results mean? As I said to you, that student, you walk through the gates of Trinity College back in the late 70s, and I look at students that we get through. The result for us that they get through and go to a college, or maybe even be the first of their family to complete second level education, that's a result. That's a better result than a H1 for another student. So I think as a society, we need to look at what we value and look at what we mean by better results. Not just better grades, better results.
Yeah, but as a society, first of all, you know, we don't teach people as a society. We teach individuals in a class.
And most, look at what's valuable.
Yeah, but you can't measure a H1 against someone from a family who's the first and the third level education.
Exactly, Jay. You're now agreeing with me.
No. I'm trying to be devil's advocate here because the institute was supposed.
The institute
said they'd come on. Or sorry, someone from the institute said they'd come on. Then they pulled out at the last minute, which is unfortunate. But anyway, obviously, debating isn't one of their top subjects in the Institute of Adult Education or Institute of Education. That's a completely different organisation. Yeah. But they would say in our society, results means the leaving certificate. At no other time in the year do we have this nonsense from the Minister for Education coming out on the morning of the Leaving Cert, before it even starts, this pressure, wishing everyone the best of luck and
absolutely
take it easy.
Well,
we do get all that nonsense. So, like, in our society, it's live or die by the Leaving Cert, whether you like it or not, Pat. The Leaving Cert is the litmus test, is the holy grail.
One of the things the interest that we do show in it is that we do value education. I think that's important for us. We do value education. We are one of the few countries that you will see it hitting the newspapers, etc. But I suppose it's back to what does a better result mean? And for some students, that result, where they're the first in the family to complete it, that's a better result.
Okay. I understand the argument. Yeah. Now, the Institute apparently are now saying they pulled out because the Advertising Standards Authority are investigating, which is absolute nonsense because the Advertising Standards Authority has absolutely no power. It has no power in the world, no legal power, no moral power. They're great people, I'm sure. And the likes of Paddy Power used them to try and get more publicity for their product.
Sure.
And maybe the Institute of Education are doing the same, I hope. Or not, but that's it. Okay, Pat McKenna, thanks indeed, and best of luck in your... Give me the name of your school, Pat. People are asking me the name of your school.
Well, I'm quite happy. Yeah. I like to say I'm principal of Pubble Skull Nasson in Balgoyle, in North Dublin, so very proud to be that principal of a great bunch of teachers and students.
Well, they're all lucky to have you, and the students are lucky to have those teachers, and I suspect from your tone, Pat, you're lucky you appreciate the students and their families as well, so well done.
Absolutely.
That's Pat
Thank
McKenna.
Thank you, Angel.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RT.ie. Rosemary McLaughlin on these ads for this private school that only does Leaving Cert, and they have their ads say, we have better teachers, better results. Rosemary, you went to the school.
Well, no, I actually went to private school long, long time ago, but I still was told I wouldn't pass the honours paper in French and biology.
Okay.
And I took a week at the Institute.
Yeah, Grinds Week,
Easter, yeah. And I'll tell you, I learned more in that week. And it was all about passing the exam, because let's face it, that's what the Leaving Cert is. It's all about getting points. And that was enough to get me into science, you know. And then my niece recently, she switched from a very good convent school to the Institute after being kind of a C student. And she went straight to an A student in the Institute for 2 years there, and she now has her master's degree. So I do think that, because unfortunately the education system is geared towards the Leaving Cert, and the Institute basically teaches how to get great points in the Leaving Cert, and that's how you get into college. So you can't really argue with it, you know.
Rosemary, by the way, how much did the week cost? Do you remember?
Back in the day, I don't know, I think, it was kind of, a lot of people did it though. I mean, the exam...
I know, but you had to pay for it.
The classes were crammed. I mean, you had standing room at the back sort of thing, and you were trying to...
Wow.
You were given notes then at the end of every class, containing the whole class, and they were handwritten notes. They had sort of lines handwritten by the teacher. I remember the biology ones, amazing, and the Darwin stuff. And I still remember those vividly, those drawings on the notes to this day. That's how good they were. And the teachers were all... those amazing animated people that like tell a whole story about like everything. Like it wasn't just like I found an awful lot out about Darwin because he loved teaching the theory of evolution and all that, you know. So it wasn't just the notes. Like it was the whole class was really informative and very interesting because they made it interesting. The teachers were brilliant, brilliant.
Okay, say, this seems to be a trend. Say we're there, Rosemary. John Brennan. John is very well. John, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
And Matt's. What about this Institute ad saying our teachers are better?
Well, there's a few things, Joe, going on. There's a bit of competition in the grinds business at the moment. And I think there's a bit of a jockeying for position. So I think the ad, better teachers, better results, maybe, you know, a knee-jerk reaction. The teachers in the Institute of Education are very good. And I know because I was recruited there. And the way they recruit is by word of mouth. They hear, get feedback from local schools, and they're told that this teacher is very good or that teacher is very good. And then they approach them. So that's how they get their teachers, by word of mouth.
And can you join the ASTI or the TUI?
Yeah, well, the answer to that, and I'm probably slightly out of date, but the answer to that ASTI and TUI members were working in grind schools. I was one of them. Mm-hmm. I was in the ASTI while I was working in my own grind school.
And can you be sacked? Easily?
In
these private grind schools?
Can you be sacked from the grind schools?
Yeah.
Well, they're contracts, so they work out the contract. But
okay,
look, I tell you, if the teacher isn't good, the students will walk. And one of the things that people will tell you, the classes are crammed with students. The bottom line is this, is that if you can teach one, and you can teach properly, you can teach hundreds. If you can't teach, then you just can't teach at all. And the difficulty with it is that the other thing too is the teachers in places like the Institute, my own place, we don't have disruptive pupils. We don't have to be given out to them. We don't have to be telling them to stay quiet. Mm-hmm. They're there to learn. And as a result, it makes the teacher's job a lot easier.
Okay, but so no, if you are on contract, you can't be terminated. So to
yes,
speak.
Of course,
your work can be terminated.
Okay. But normally, when they employ teachers, they employ them on a trial basis to see how they get on. But the point is that these teachers are coming recommended by students and parents.
But what do they mean better results? Because first of all, I know they send out photograph every. I presume they still have the 20 top performing students in that particular school, but there's probably over 1,000 in the school. How do we know their overall figures are not the same as the national average?
I would really argue with that because I don't think any institution or any grind school gets results. It's the kids that get the results. My students go in and they do a 2.5-hour exam and they have to perform on the day. I'm no longer with them. It's the kids get the results. The tuition centres don't get them.
They don't get them?
No, the students get them. The students are the ones that have to do the exam. All the tuition centre or the teacher can do is point them in the right direction. But the teacher has to pull it out of the bag. The student has to pull it out of the bag on the day. So I would never claim anything about my results. I would just say, you know, talk to the students. And if the students are happy, then I'm happy.
Okay, John. Thanks, Lee. That's John Brennan, well known, especially in the whole area of maths and gets results in maths. Mary. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You taught in one of those schools.
It's a long time ago, and I've taught. I was actually on career break from a different school, and it was for a number of months. And just to say that I left it, but I don't think it's correct to even attempt to compare the likes of a grind school, the Institute, with other second level schools.
Well, that's what the Institute are saying. The word better is a comparative word. Better than what?
What I will say is I think that there's a place for it. See, I would like to see maybe it described as post leaving cert even. A lot of the students at the time hadn't got what they wanted in their leaving cert and then they went there to address those and were very successful. To me, it's more like as a teacher, you take the course, you fine-tune it, you summarise it, you dish it out, you deliver it. You have a captivated, highly motivated audience. They absorb it. They, you know, it really is as simple as that. Teaching is there's more to it than that. And
okay, so it is like a
possible.
Okay.
What is a good teacher? That's the question. Perhaps we should be addressing. You know, what is your intake of students? It's very easy to teach, and I'm 30 years plus teaching, a highly motivated group of individuals. There are no discipline issues. There's no issues about anything. They're paying a lot of money. You know, there's a lot. I don't think we can even, you know, debate it that way.
Okay.
Like, there's so much more about developing the individual student to be the best they can be.
Okay,
and,
I know that, yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of other factors.
Okay.
It's like a sentence that's not finished. Better teachers at what?
Okay, that okay, is, you know, okay. Mary, thanks indeed, Rosemary McLachlan and John Brennan. 51551joe@rt.ie